Okay. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by discussing the glories of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Siddharth Saraswati Thakur, and Purushottam Das Thakur. But before we jump into this nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Jivan Gaur Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, over to you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Then we pronounce to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. There is a brief introduction for Jivan Hari Prabhu. His Grace Jivan Gaur Hari Das Prabhuji is associated with ISKCON for more than 22 years. Disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Prabhuji is a sector leader for South Chennai zone with more than 25 Bhakti Viriksha programs. Every year, Prabhuji takes hundreds of devotees to Mayapur and Puri. Prabhuji is proficient in Tamil language too, with his articles getting published regularly in Tamil Back to Godhead magazine. His online Tamil classes on Chaitanya Leela attracts numerous devotees worldwide. And this is from me. We all love Prabhuji's PowerPoints and we wait for Prabhuji classes with a big heart. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the call. On to you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Darbat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Nananjana Salakaya Saksurun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namavo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashatyate Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Jaya, Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Jaya, Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Jaya, Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, I am very happy to associate with all of you, dear Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, on this auspicious appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is also the auspicious day that today the Ultradanga project, the place where founder Acharya of ISKCON Srila Prabhupada has met his dear spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Ultradanga, that project was also inaugurated today. So on this auspicious day, we are all fortunate enough to hear about the glories of Narottam Das Thakur and also about the spiritual instructions that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has imparted to us, and also about the glories of Purushottam Das Thakur, who is close associate of Lord Nityananda. So first we will be going to the pastime places of Narottam Das Thakur at Kethuri. Kethuri, as we all know, that is called as Gaurangabari by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And that happens to be the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur. And apart from that, Talakari, that is also the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur, spiritual master. So that we will be also having darshan of those places as such. So prior to that, Narottam Das Thakur, he is considered to be the personified ecstatic form of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, as well as Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita as glorified Narottam Das Thakur in a vivid manner, that just by hearing the glories of Narottam Das Thakur, one can get mad and love for Krishna. That is the glory of hearing the glorious pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur. And he is fondly called as Naru. In childhood days, Narottam Das Thakur was called as Naru. And apart from that, Narottam Das Thakur, they all belong to the second generation of devotees. So the second generation of devotees, generally the second generation of devotees, generally they are considered to be dear to the Paramguru. So like we are all second generation devotees, we are all very dear to Prabhupada in the sense that we are all spiritual granddaughters and grandsons. So Narottam Das Thakur, he was born to Narayani and also Krishnananda Datta. Krishnananda Datta, so he was like a small ruler in the province of that is considered to be the Keturi and also the nearby area. Narottam Das Thakur, when he appeared in this earthly planet, there was a great auspicious sign which was witnessed by associates of Lord Chaitanya. There is one place called as Kanai Natashala. Kanai Natashala, that place, when Lord Chaitanya along with his associates, they visited there, Lord Chaitanya was calling, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And at that time, Narottam didn't appear. But the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they were eager to know who is Narottam. So naturally, they approached Lord Nityananda, who is Narottam? Then Nityananda Prabhu told that he is the great personality who is going to appear shortly. And you all will be fortunate to see him. I'm just sharing the screen. So, Narottam Das Thakur appearance was forecasted by Lord Chaitanya even before his appearance. And that place is none other than Kanai Natashala. So Narottam Das Thakur, the astrologer predicted that Narottam Das Thakur, he will have some danger in water. Materially speaking, he predicted like that. But actually, Lord Chaitanya, after shouting Narottam, 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 he went alone into the river Padma. And then he deposited Krishna Prema in that river. So at that time, Padmavati river in a personified form, she appeared. And then she was asking to Lord Chaitanya, how can I serve you? Then Lord Chaitanya immediately informed to River Padma, who was in a personified form, that a person called as Narottam Das Thakur, when he comes and then takes birth in this holy river, you should hand over this deposit, Krishna Prem, to him. And River Padma asked that many persons, many devotees would come and then take birth in my river. How am I to know that this person is Narottam Das Thakur? And for that, Mahaprabhu replied that when he comes and then takes birth in your river, you will feel the same ecstatic symptoms that you are feeling now as I am touching your river. The same feeling you will get. And you can understand that the person who has taken birth is none other than Narottam Das Thakur. So River Padma was very happy. Lord Chaitanya deposited the Krishna Prem for him. And then Lord Chaitanya did his Nama Sankirtan and he departed from Kanai Natashala to Navadvip. So this was the background to pastime, how Lord Chaitanya deposited Krishna Prem in River Padma. And no one knew about this except a close confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. So Narottam Das Thakur, he appeared in this place. We all went to that twice. This is exactly the Gauranga Bari. It's a wonderful temple where we can see even the personal worshipable deity of Narottam Das Thakur. And Gauranga Bari, Kathuri Dam, maintained by the traditional family coming from the descendants of Narottam Das Thakur. Just 1 kilometer from this place, ISKCON has acquired a land for 4 acres where actually a big temple is now being constructed. So Narottam Das Thakur grew in this area. So in this area where we are seeing, his childhood pastimes took place. And the Kethuri is famous for Gaudiya Vaishnavas because we all know that in Jagannath Puri, the famous Radha Yatra festival used to happen here. People from Bangladesh, they all come and go to Puri in several thousands and several lakhs. So the halting point is Kethuri. So Kethuri, actually this devotee, Krishnananda Datta, he was Narottam Das Thakur's father. He constructed many guest houses, cottages, and served prasadam. So in that way, several thousands of pilgrims and devotees, they used to come and then stay here. So Narottam Das Thakur, as a small child in Naru, he used to see all this pastime through the window. At that time, there was a great devotee who was commanding all the Vaishnavas. And then Naru was very eager to know who that devotee was. Then he approached the Vaishnavas and asked, who is that elderly person? Then they informed Naru that he is Krishnadas Babaji. And he is a close associate of Lord Chaitanya. So when this pastime took place, when Narottam Das Thakur appeared, actually Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this earthly planet, from the material vision. So Narottam Das Thakur, he started to inquire from Krishnadas Babaji about the glorious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Seeing the inquisitiveness of Narottam Das Thakur, Krishnananda Das, he arranged a separate room in his palace for Narottam Das Thakur to converse and discuss all this matter with Krishnadas Babaji. Generally, at this childhood time, mostly the children are naughty and they will be in a playful mode. But Narottam Das Thakur, he stopped playing with his friends and he was completely immersed in hearing the glorious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Then he inquired, can I see Lord Chaitanya now? Then Krishnadas Babaji said, yeah, you can see through his devotees. Yeah, you can see through his Nama Sankirtan. Narottam Das Thakur felt very happy. And he started to inquire about Lord Chaitanya's associates. So he heard a lot of pastimes about Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, and especially about Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and the Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, we all know that how he made a plan to escape from the prison, and how Raghunatha Dasa Goswami also wanted to escape from his household life, but he was again caught hold. And then Sanatana Goswami, he had some 7 gold coins. Later, there was a plot and conspiracy to kill him. Then he gave the gold coins to the hotel owner. Then hotel owner revealed his mind that if he would not have given that gold coin, then he would have certainly killed him. So hearing such pastime, Naru, when he was eating with his parent Narayani and Krishnananda, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, we should also leave our home. And especially if I want to leave the home, Please don't give me gold coins. It is very, very dangerous. So in this childhood years itself, Narottam Das Thakur was so engrossed with the pastimes of Raghunatha Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, especially the associates of Lord Chaitanya and also Lokanath Goswami. So he started to grow up. Krishnananda Das had a strange feeling that his son is not no more ordinary child. He is more interested in Krishna Katha. So this was growing on, all these pastimes took place. So till this time, we all know that Krishnananda Datta didn't fear for anything. But one day, Narottam Das Thakur told that, Papa, Father, I want to go and then play in the river. It was a great shock because the astrology already predicted that there is a great danger in river. Then he told, my dear son, if you want to swim or play in the water, I will construct a separate swimming pool. I have several security guards. There is no problem. So he didn't actually want his son to go and then play in the river. Materially speaking, that was the forecast. But on the same day, Lord Nityananda appeared in the dream of Narottam Das Thakur and told that tomorrow, without fail, in the early morning, you should go and then take bath in the river. River, it's a Padma river. Then immediately, Narottam Das Thakur, in the early morning, before even everyone woke up, he started to crawl without giving any visible notice to the security guard. And then he dived into the river Padma. All the way, he was just only chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. No other holy name was chanted. So this happened. Then immediately when Narottam Das Thakur touched the river Padma, Padma became so ecstatic that she started to experience the same feeling that she had when Lord Chaitanya was bathing in the river Padma. Then Narottam Das Thakur, so far, he had a blackish complexion. Though he had a blackish complexion, the blackish complexion is not like the raw black that we see in this material world, similar to Krishna, but so effulgent. But after he took bath and the river Padma gave Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem in the sense river Padma gave a golden lotus to Narottam Das Thakur, and the golden lotus turned into Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu entered into the heart of Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur, then his body changed into golden complexion. So he was feeling complete trance, ecstasy. And then he came to the shore of the river Padma. And then he had all 8 types of ecstatic symptoms. And then he was just lying unconscious. So this was happening at this side. And on the other side, parents Krishnananda and also Narayani, along with the bodyguards, they all started to come here searching for Narottam Das Thakur. And since the body color was golden color, Krishnananda couldn't identify, but mother exactly identifies that it is none other than Narottam Das Thakur. And they all told Narottam, please come home. But he was in a complete ecstatic transformation mood. They could understand that something have happened to him. So this is the exact place where actually Lord Chaitanya deposited Krishna Prem to Narottam Das Thakur. And this place is called as Premathali. Tamil tree is also very near to this river, which is also a witness to this pastime. So generally when devotees come here, they used to take bath in this Premathali, seeking blessings from River Padma as well as from Mahaprabhu and his associates. They also get mad and the love for Krishna. This is the exact place, Premathali. And Narottam Das Thakur, he along with his parents went home, but he started to hit pillows and then other things, whatever comes, because that is the symptom which is exhibited generally in like ecstatic mood. Then he could not control his emotion, feelings. He was hankering at least now to get the satsang of Rupa Sanatan, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, and also Lokanath Goswami. So this hankering, this is actually the feeling generally when devotees started to experience this bhava. Then I think someone can be unmuted. Some sound is coming. So this is the this was the mood which was exhibited by Narottam Das Thakur, and Narottam Das Thakur mood was increasing day by day. Krishnananda Datta, his boss is Nawab Hussain Shah. Krishnananda Datta is a small king, and Nawab Hussain Shah is the king of Bengal. So this news went to Nawab Hussain Shah. So Nawab Hussain Shah actually wanted to see Narottam Das Thakur, and he sent a palanquin to bring Narottam Das Thakur to his palace so that he can see this wonderful child. And it was a heartbreaking shock to his parents, because they couldn't have separation mood from the dear child. But Krishnananda Datta told to his wife Narayani, she is my boss, I could not refuse his order. And what they told, okay, let him go and then come. Narottam Das Thakur then started to make plan, on the way I should escape. And during the night, the palanquin was kept in the nice forest, guarded by security. But at the dead end of the night, he crawled in such a way that no one could notice him, and he started to run to Vrindavan. And there was it was completely night. Just by the rays coming from the moon, he was running, running, and running. He continuously, Gauranga, 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 when can I see it? When can I see your darshan? And when can I see the darshan of the Goswamis of Vrindavan? He was completely in that mood. On the way, after 10-12 days, Lord Chaitanya appeared and then gave a pot of milk. After drinking that milk, his tiredness, hunger, it all went away. And he was just running, 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 running. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. After 2 months, Narottam Das Thakur came to Mathura. In Mathura, he just was asking to the devotees, what is this, what is that? Then they were saying, this is the place where Lord Krishna killed Chanura, Mushtika. And this is the place where Lord Krishna killed Kamsa. And then at Mathura, he was greeted by an elderly person. Two persons were there. That person is none other than Jiva Goswami. So Narottam Das Thakur was very happy. And while Narottam Das Thakur was walking behind, Jiva Goswami had one more companion. He is none other than Lokanath Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur, happy, knew no bounds. And he sat there, took prasad. Such pastimes all took place from Keturi Dam, where we are seeing Narottam Das Thakur visited that place to Vrindavan. So see the other thing also. So this is the place. This is the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur, Keturi Dam. Generally, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas call it as Gauranga Bari. So while entering this temple, we will have Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So such was the devotion of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, we all know that he is a close associate of Srimati Radha Rani, Chamakka Manjari, who used to boil the milk and then offer, because that milk on behalf of Srimati Radha Rani, Chamakka Manjari makes, and sweets are made out of that. And this is the actually, we saw the temple from outside. So here we can see how the deities are all being maintained. Personal worshipable deity we are now seeing. These are all the personal worshipable deity of Narottam Das Thakur. So we all know that in Keturi festival, there were 6 sets of Radha Krishna deity. And when Narottam Das Thakur came back again from Vrindavan to Keturi, he was welcomed by his parents in a grand manner. And then they wanted him to marry, but Narottam Das Thakur told that if you compel me, then I would leave Keturi. Then Krishnananda Datta told that, okay, Narayani, Anyhow, he will be in our vision. He wanted to stay here. Let him do the bhajan. And the Narottam Das Thakur also told us, that is my cousin brother, Santosh Datta. Let him rule the country. I will do bhajan. And then we all know that in Kothuri, there were six sets of Radha Krishna deity. And Narottam Das Thakur wanted to have a gorgeous festival of Mahaprabhu. First Gaur Purnima festival. So he wanted to have Mahaprabhu deity. Where to go and then search for Mahaprabhu deity? At that time there was a Gauranga deity, but that was in a hidden condition, in a rice mound, we can say. And actually the owner was Vipradas. So for this Kethuri festival, when Narottam Das Thakur approached the devotee Vipradas, he told how many bags and sacks of rice you need, I will deliver it to you. But Narottam Das Thakur told that, I don't need that. I need only Mahaprabhu deity, which is lying in the hidden condition of the rice mound. He told that there are many venomous snakes. I even don't go there. Even I tried with many herbs and also with some people who are expert in catching snake, but none couldn't move from that place. But Narottam Das Thakur said that, no need to worry, I will take care of it. Then he actually opened the door where actually many venomous snakes were there. And when Narottam Das Thakur went inside, all the snakes started to go one by one outside. People were astonished. And then he immediately digged the rice and then he found out the Mahaprabhu deity. And that Mahaprabhu deity that was kept along with this six set of Radha Krishna deities. Kethuri festival was happening. Janavi Devi along with her associates came. Narottam Das Thakur was the one who inaugurated with the kirtan. And then Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and like Murari Gupta, other great personalities, they all appeared in great numbers when this kirtan was happening. So it was like a spiritual vibration. When devotees were doing Nama Sankirtan, especially when it was inaugurated by Narottam Das Thakur, Lord Chaitanya along with associates appeared in this planet. And then there was somewhere around 45 minutes to 1 hour where Lord Chaitanya did Nama Sankirtan, which was visible to the close confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. So that festival also happened here at Kethuri. So this is the place actually in Kethuri, when Narottam Das Thakur, he actually planted his toothbrush. It grew into a mango tree, and this is also called as Bhajan Stali. Narottam Das Thakur did a lot of bhajans here, especially Prarthana, Prema, Bhakti, Chandrika. So he was an ardent reader of this book. So that also happened here. Lot of Brahmanas got initiated from Narottam Das Thakur. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur is not from a Brahminical background. Narottam Das Thakur is not from a Brahminical background. Shyamananda Pandit, he is not from Brahminical background. Narottam Das Thakur father, Krishnananda Datta, was a ruler king, but he was working under Nawab Hussain Shah. So he was considered to be Sudra. Anyone who gets a salary, he is considered to be Sudra. So in that way, the local Brahmanas thought that the son of a Sudra is now initiating Brahmanas. So they all had so much anger, and also they had vengeance feeling towards Narottam Das Thakur. But Narottam Das Thakur, we all know that Chaitanya, even he was in Puri, he preached and then spread Nama Sankirtan there. In Bengal, Lord Nityananda and his associates. In this area, Narottam Das Thakur, tremendously, he was preaching and then making them into Vaishnavism. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, who was the influential leader of Brahmana, became Narottam Das Thakur's disciple. Similarly, Shivananda Acharya's two sons, Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, they also became his disciples. So the local Brahmanas there, envying Narottam Das Thakur. So and then they went and then reported to the local king Narsingadev. They all told, you have a great scholar, Rupa Narayan. So if Rupa Narayan go and then can defeat Narottam Das Thakur, then actually the glory of Narottam Das Thakur can be put into an end. So Rupa Narayan along with the king and along with all the local Brahmanas, they were on the way to Kethuri on the way in Murshidabad district. There is one place called as Kumarapara. So at that place only Ramachandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti disguised as a water beetle nut, and then they started to have a conversation with the local Brahmanas, in the sense the Brahmanas were accompanying Narsingadev along with Rupa Narayan. Then there was a grammatical debate. Then the Brahmanas were defeated. Then they asked, what is your identity? They told that we are disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. Then Rupa Narayan told, if disciples of Narottam Das Thakur can defeat you, then what can we do? And immediately, the king went and then took initiation from him. Many Brahmanas took. Most of the Brahmanas, they were converted, but except a few Brahmanas. So that pastime also took place. And this is the tamal tree. Actually, the tamal tree is blackish in color, we can see. Just before few slides, we saw Premathali. Just a few meters from that Premathali spot is this tamal tree. And this tamal tree, we can see the complexion is also black in color, which witnessed how Narottam Das Thakur got Krishna Prem from Lord Chaitanya. So on this Krishna Prem, actually Krishna Prem is actually a gift given by Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say in Saranagadi, two things should be there. Like a cat catches the kitten, that is mercy. And like a monkey baby catching the monkey, so that is endeavor. Both are required. But endeavor alone is not sufficient. We also need mercy. In devotional service, when we advance step by step, we are definitely advancing only by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So this Krishna Prem is actually a gift given by Krishna. That's why one should hanker for that. In the initial days, everyone will have that some sort of shadow bliss, or some sort of happiness which cannot be described in words. But that should be nurtured and that should be hankered for, because it is actually a gift. Mahaprabhu have come to this world to give this Krishna Prem through Nama Sankirtan. So when we hanker and then cry for that, we are sure to get for that. Only for that purpose Lord Chaitanya has descended. So this is also a small mutt being maintained here. And this is the river Padma. So it has to be crossed by ferry boat. Ferry boat can carry several buses. It's actually like a huge river, several miles and kilometers width of Padma River, and it is running far wide and breadth of Bangladesh. And actually, if we hear the glories of river Padma, we can think how fortunate we are. So we all know that how Ganges came to this earthly planet. Bhagiratha, by his meditation, he brought. He was just going in front of his chariot, blowing the conch. After coming to this part, actually, Ganga, it took a new branch, a tributary. And that new branch, tributary, is none other than a river Padma. So in that way, river Padma has its origin from Ganga. At the same time, when Bhagiratha was going forward, he saw that actually river Ganga is not coming back. So he actually cursed river Padma, that no one would come here to offer oblations, no one would worship you. Because actually we can see Ganga coming and then taking two branches. The one branch of river Padma, no one would worship and no one would offer oblations, or no auspicious things would be heard here. Even persons who are living the shore of the river Padma would come only to the shore of river Ganga to do all these auspicious ritualistic activity because of the curse of Bhagiratha Muni. But we all know that in Lord Chaitanya's moment, one who is the most fallen is the most qualified. So here, Bhagiratha Muni cursed that river Padma, he will not be worshipped. But it was reversed by Lord Chaitanya. So he deposited Krishna Prem here to Narottam Das Thakur and made the river Padma famous. And now devotees go here and then take bath in Prema Thali. So such is the glory of river Padma. So if you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we should think that I am the least qualified, I am the most fallen, and all others are more advanced than me. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they pour mercy on us. So we can see river Padma now has become so glorious. And in this 10,000 years, we all know that how Mahaprabhu's movement would spread, how glories of Narottam Das Thakur and river Padma, people even several thousands of kilometers, when they go for Bangladesh Yatra, they just ask, where is river Padma? I want to see Prema Thali. So you can see how river Padma has become glorious. So this is the place actually where Narottam Das Thakur, in his final pastime, he merged here. Actually, this is the Indian side. This place is called as Jiyaganj. It's hardly 2.5 hours travel from Mayapur. If you travel from Mayapur to Ekachakra, there is one place called as Berhampur. 45 minutes from Berhampur is this place called as Jiyaganj. So when we went to this place a couple of years before for a safari, we had a nice opportunity. We can see the place, how Ganges is flowing, and Ganges here looks crystal clear, both side with greenery poshas, and then every devotee takes a bath here, because Narottam Das Thakur, he preached far wide in this place. He made everyone into Vaishnavas. But some few of the Brahmanas didn't get converted. So when Narottam Das Thakur was in his olden age means actually a devotee never feels old, but he was feeling separation from Krishna. We all know that how Narottam Das Thakur, he took initiation from Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami told, why you need to take initiation? The purpose of initiation is to get love for Krishna. You are already maddened with the love for Krishna. And who am I to give initiation to you? But Narottam Das Thakur humbly petitioned Lokanath Goswami to give initiation. And we all know that how by his menial service of cleaning the urine as well as the stool which Lokanath Goswami passed away every day, with his personal hand, Narottam Das Thakur invoked special mercy from his spiritual master. And then after that, when he came here and then he preached, he was feeling separation mood from Krishna. He actually wanted to depart from this world. And actually, apparently, he had a throat pain, and then he laid down exactly in this place. So at that time, few of the Brahmanas, maybe 3 or 4 Brahmanas only, still they were maintaining that vengeance feeling towards Narottam Das Thakur. So it was a pastime to deliver them also. So the Brahmanas told to the associates of Narottam Das Thakur, see, your spiritual master is from a Sutra background, and how dare he is initiating Brahmanas. That's why he has incurred such bodily illness. And this Ganganarayan Chakravarti, and then Ramachandra Kaviraj, Ramakrishna, they could not tolerate. They told, whatever you say, our unflinching devotion and faith towards our spiritual master would not be getting deviated even an inch. Then immediately when they said like this, a golden thread appeared from the body of Narottam Das Thakur, because they were saying that he is not a Brahmana. Then immediately a golden thread came. When golden thread came in the body of Narottam Das Thakur, everyone surrounded Narottam Das Thakur. So at that time, Narottam Das Thakur immediately, when these 3 Brahmanas also came, he immediately stood up, and then he saw all 3 of them. Just by his glance, they also got transferred. So all the Brahmanas who were against Narottam Das Thakur, he converted them into Vaishnava. Such is the power and potency of Narottam Das Thakur. Then actually, after that, he wanted to depart from this world. So this is the place where Narottam Das Thakur then desired that he should be bathed in this place. So Ramakrishnan, as well as his disciple Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, took Narottam Das Thakur to this place, and then they were massaging him, and then they were pouring Ganges water on him. After some time, they had a shock, because actually the body of Narottam Das Thakur were dissolving. His body were dissolving like milk, and it started to merge in the Ganges. And Ganges, wherever they could see, they could see only like a milk ocean, and then flowers like that. And then anyhow, Ganganara and Chakravarti stopped, but Ramakrishna told that this is the order of our Guru. We cannot disobey that. We have to massage him. And then they were crying profusely. And Narottam Das Thakur, the same place where we are seeing, he got dissolved. Anyhow, his eternal service is Chamaka Manjari, boiling water, boiling milk for Srimati Radharani. And here we can also see how Narottam Das Thakur, he had his final pastime here. It was such pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur. Anyhow, we have to desire to see all these glorious pastime places, because it is already mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hearing the glory of Narottam Das Thakur, one gets mad and the love for Krishna. It is actually to be experienced, but certainly a day will come where everyone will experience, and that is called as Ashabandha, hankering that desire that I will also get that one day. And this is the place of Lokanath Goswami, the birthplace in Talakari, Narottam Das Thakur, a spiritual master, a remote village. And that's why in Bangladesh, if we want to have Guru Bhakti, we should visit Bangladesh. Narottam Das Thakur had so much Guru Bhakti for his spiritual master. In Talakari also, there was nice hospitality by the devotees. And Krishna Katha, because this mad and the love Bangladesh devotees have so much, because one who cries for Krishna is the most fortunate. We all live in a country where situation may be extremely favorable or neutral, but Bangladesh somehow or other apparently being ruled by Muslim government. So the devotees naturally gather in several thousands whenever an announcement is given. So much they cry for Krishna, they cry for Mahaprabhu, they cry for the devotees. And actually Rupa Goswami says six types of loving reciprocation. So we can see how Bangladesh devotees cry for each other and also cry for Mahaprabhu. Such a hospitality also we can never experience in any part of the world, that is for sure. And this is only one part of the photo. When we went to Bangladesh, they were serving us with such delicious dishes. Bangladesh may be a poor country, and maybe the Hindu population may not be allowed to prosper nicely, but they have a big heart in serving the Vaishnavas. So much love and affection they have, and we can see how they serve such items to the Vaishnavas. So this is the place where the Jaya Ganj, Narottam Das Thakur entered into his final pastime and Keturi festival. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was finally massaged by Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramakrishna. So this picture is also taken from that place only, Jaya Ganj, because there is also a samadhi there. In that samadhi area, we can find this picture. So Narottam Das Thakur pastimes are unlimited. I have just said briefly, because we also have to hear about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Purushottam Das Thakur, also Purushottam Das Thakur, since he is closely associated with Lord Nityananda, also about some pastime places of Lord Nityananda. So today is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the main valuable instruction we can hear, which will help us to advance in our Krishna conscious life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 8 sons and 5 daughters. So the first wife of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the first child died immediately, the second wife, 12 children, and we should know that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had so much children, it means that he attempted maybe 13 times only to get children. So such was the austere life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the sixth child born from the womb of Bhagavati Mata in the year 1874. And when he was born, generally the umbilical cord it appeared like a Brahminical thread, and it was clearly visible that he is going to be the strong preacher of this world. So 6 months later, we all know that how Jagannath Radha Yatra took place and how he got the mercy of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed that a powerful personality should appear to spread the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So this past time we can see how the early stage of his childhood days, Jagannath revealed that he is an exalted personality who has appeared in this world to deliver this human mankind. And he had so much dedication and determination in his childhood day. Without offering, he took mangoes, and when he was chastised by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made a vow that he will never take mangoes in his life. There was also one more pastime of mango with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was traveling in a train, Mayavadi, they used to preach that everything is the same. So there was a basket full of mango. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you say everything is one, in this basket of mango, there are both ripened mango, there are mangoes which have been spoiled. You eat both. Then he actually gave the spoiled mango. For you, everything is the same. You have to eat. He was forced to eat. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ferociously preached against Mayavadi. Because when Mayavadi was coming before him, the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a fear, because what is going to happen was unpredictable. At that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur slapped him. So you are denying the opportunity of the conditioned souls to render devotional service to Krishna. Why are you preaching this philosophy? But when we generally debate, we generally, in an egoistic way, we want to put our Siddhanta in the front. But here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is illustrating that the Mayavada Siddhanta, which they preach, is actually denying the conditioned souls to render a devotional service to Krishna, and thereby they are denying the rasa. So in the age 7, he memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we all know that his birthplace is Veer Nagar, and then he shifted his residence to Bhadrak, to Jagannath Puri, and then to Kolkata. So when he had his house at Kolkata at Bhakti Bhavan, when he was digging, actually Purmadev deity was found, and that deity was given to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for worship. And at the age of 7, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave Harinam Diksha to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So till Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was no concept of Harinam Diksha. Diksha means only Brahman Diksha. Diksha means only Gayatri Mantra giving. There was no concept of Harinam Diksha. Harinam Diksha was introduced by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and later by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So merciful. And then he also gave the deity of Narasingha Srila worship to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But he didn't give Gayatri Mantra, the Brahminical Diksha, to his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur directly, but he advised that you should get it from Gaura Kishore Dasa Babaji Maharaj. He approached many times, he was refused, but out of humility, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I was proud, that's why I was denied. Later, he cried and then took Diksha from his guru, Gaura Kishora Dasa Babaji Maharaj. So in 14 years, that is at the age of 14 years, he actually had a tremendous knowledge on astronomy. That's why his name is called as Bhakti Siddhanta, Surya Siddhanta. So that's why he was given Siddhanta. But even in astronomy, everything can be predicted. Even if we have electricity gone, even in astronomy, we can even predict when it will come back. It's only like a mathematical calculation. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mastered this, but later, astronomy is about three modes of material nature. You see astrology, what he has done under the three modes of material nature, that is going to get reflected. But devotional service is out of the three modes of material nature. Then he actually wrapped up his astronomical books and then put it in the loft. And he used to say, when you get the mercy of Krishna, it is more powerful than your karma. It may be bad or good, our previous karma, that no need to worry on that. Just be fixed in devotional service. So, at the age of 18, he was also in Kolkata College Sabha Association. So, he had taken an vow of celibacy. He never got married. He was even offered head of the department post. But he is a Simha Guru, so he used to debate with the chairman. That's why he got dropped out from super prestigious institution. We all also know that Bhakti Vrajendrananda Maharaj. So I think he got Bachelor of Engineering Mechanical, but after coming in contact with Prabhupada's movement, he just threw his certificate in River Thames at London. So he also worked under the government of Tripura, secretariat, but he didn't compromise on anything. So there was envy among the co-workers. So he also didn't like to work with them. So at the age of 25, he took initiation from Gaura Kishora Dasa Babaji Maharaj. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur once approached his Guru Maharaj for initiation. He was hesitating. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked him why he is being denied. Then he told that, am I going to give initiation directly? I have to ask Lord Chaitanya. Then he was awarded that. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that I was the only disciple of my Guru Maharaj, but my Guru Maharaj was not educated, but whatever came from his lotus mouth, that is considered to be the Vedas. So he had many obstacles in preaching Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even when he went for Rajamandal Parikrama, even the six Goswami temple, that they didn't allow Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to come inside the temple because he was ferociously preaching about the caste Brahmana. Only the Radha Ramana temple allowed him. So that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that when you go to Vrindavan and then worship and have darshan of Radha Ramana deities, you will have the darshan of all other seven temples of Vrindavan. Certainly, when one takes to devotional path, there will be obstacles. But we all see how Prabhupada also had many obstacles. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also had obstacle. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had hernia. And actually, plan was made to operate him. But he knew that actually there was a conspiracy to kill him through doctors by bribing them. So he then didn't go for hernia surgery. So what lesson we can learn? This world is full of danger. So one should not take any chance to take birth in this hellish planet anymore. And these acharyas have come here only to deliver us. Even if we do good to others, that will not be appreciated. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we have to chant the Maha Mantra loudly, and by this we will get the enthusiasm, mood. And whatever devotional service we do, either constructing temple or devotion or preaching or engaging others in seva, it is only glorification of Hari. So a person who has life, he preaches. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one has to be sincere and non-duplicitous in devotional service, and that can remove the anarthas fast. So we are living in the world. The world is like a factory. Factory owner is Maya Devi, and we are working under the general manager called Kali Purusha. So naturally, every conditioned soul can expect only lot of reverses in the spiritual life. So at that time, only patience and humility and respect for other jivas, that can only help. For patience, I can say in China, there is one bamboo seed. The bamboo seed, it has to be watered for 5 years, not even an inch grow. But after 5 years, within a 3 months time, it grows to 150 feet. So it means that within the span of 3 months, to grow into 150 feet, the roots grow deeper and deeper. So that's why patience may not be appreciated. Tolerance may not be appreciated, apparently, because it doesn't give immediate result. But when a time comes, patience and tolerance, it gives unexpected result. That we should have complete faith. And humility. When Parasara Bhattar was giving a lecture at Sri Rangam temple, one stranger came and then he started to chastise Parasara Bhattar. Then the disciples were getting angry on him. At the end of the class, Parasara Bhattar told that give him gift. The disciples were shocked. For a person who has blasphemed our spiritual master, we have to give gift from our hands. Parasara Bhattar told that actually Harikatha means glorifying Hari, and then I have to lower down myself. But in my lecture, I was only glorifying Hari. I didn't lower myself. That was done on my behalf by him. So that's why I told him to give a gift. So similarly, in devotional service, it is only a package. When we do devotional service, our patience is tested, tolerance is tested. Even if you do something good with a good mood, then it may be pinpricked. Anyhow, it is all good for us only. So we should cultivate that mood. And respect for others. Any jiva we see it is very dear to Lord Krishna and the Lord Mahaprabhu. So we have to give respect. So here Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying about his mission. Because we spend gallons and gallons of blood to deliver one conditioned soul. So if one soul can come to Krishna consciousness, he says that my mission is complete. So he says that this earthly planet, our span of life is very, very short. It is like a bubble. Human form is like a bubble. And we are living a life after corona pandemic. So it means a life of bonus. So this short span of life, actually, we should make our life successful. So the success is, there are actually two chambers in our heart. One filled with maybe little portion with love for Krishna, and other with material desires and anarthas. When we hear Krishna Katha, that chamber increases, and then the chamber heart of anartha gets reduced. Proportion, like in a reverse manner. So in the spiritual life, everyone is put to test and trial. Everyone has to undergo that. Everyone has to undergo, especially the acharyas we can see. Ramanuja Acharya, there was a conspiracy to kill him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, there was a conspiracy to kill him. Prabhupada also told there is also a conspiracy. Even when I came to India, they wanted to put me in prison, but I know how not to get trapped. If I am put in prison for my health condition, I may die in 1 week. The Prabhupada told like that. So that's why a person actually who is intelligent. An intelligent person is a person who knows the art of stealing time and engaging the time for him in Krishna consciousness. So that's why we attend the kirtan and regularly associate with the devotees. So our real identity, it should be daily hammered that Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishna Yara Nitya Das. I am spirit soul, I am not this body. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't give much importance to astrology, palmistry. He says that everything is bad in this material world. Only Harikatha is good. Just chant Hare Krishna. Chanting of Hare Krishna, it may look like it's a simple task. But if we can understand how many living entities are endowed with the tongue, then we will immediately take to chanting seriously. Not every living entity has a tongue. Even before preaching, he made his sadhana strong. So he chanted billion names. And then there are many pastimes which happened here in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Giri Govardhan appeared. I think one of his disciples got married to a Muslim girl. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur cried in tears. Yogapit, when Prabhupada came, there was a snake. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately ordered to kill him. But Prabhupada was puzzled. How can a sadhu order to kill a snake? But later when he read the verses that a sadhu is even pleased when snakes and scorpions are killed, then he understood the mood. Then one snake, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving lecture, it came from the tree, heard a lecture, complete lecture of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then went. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that he's a devotee, but somehow or other committed some offense, he will be delivered. And once he was walking here, immediately he told his disciples to pave way, because he told Mahaprabhu along with associates are coming and then doing Nama Sankirtan. And he was walking along with his disciples and looking on the moon, he told even in Kali Yuga, the residents of moonly planet are degraded. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada said that his departure is actually a premature departure. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also not happy in creating too much only Kanishta type of devotees, neophytes, because they were quarreling. So Prabhupada met him in 1922. He got initiated in 1933, 1944. Back to Godhead magazine, 1955. Took sannyas, 1966. Established ISKCON, 1977. Prabhupada departed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, during his time, daily newspaper were printed, and that was called as Nadiya Prakash. He used to say that lot of pastimes are happening in the spiritual world. And for a pure devotee, all those pastimes are revealed in the heart. So he told that even if all the worldly printing machines are engaged, whatever the pastimes are coming out from the heart of the pure devotee, those machines are not sufficient to publish all those news. And here we can see all the leading newspaper, they are printing only rubbish things, material things. So we should have many, many newspapers. So he only introduced many innovations. He used to put coat, and then he used to drive on costly vehicles. meeting all the bureaucrats, British people. Even his English language was difficult even for some Britishers to understand. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a ferocious attitude towards Mayavadi that he couldn't digest, we can say. And he introduced the concept of Yukta Vairakya, engaging things which are favorable in devotional service. Then Purushottama Das Thakur, he is one of the 12 Gopas. And Purushottama Das Thakur, that family of four generations, they are devotees. Kamsari Sena, his son Sadashiva Kaviraj. Sadashiva Kaviraj's son is Purushottama Das Thakur. Purushottama Das Thakur's son is Kanu Thakur. Kanu Thakur, actually, while he was in Vrindavan, he was dancing, and then his ankle bell from Vrindavan, which is near New Delhi, it flew and then fell in Jessore district of Bangladesh. That place is called as Bodhakana. Then he took up his residence there. Very staunch devotee, all these four generations, Purushottama Das Thakur. And his worshipable deity, if you want to see, from Krishnanagar, which is just 40 minutes travel from Mayapur. If you go to Simurali station, Simurali, there is one place called as Chandurikram. So we can see the residence of Purushottama Das Thakur and also his personal worshipable deity, which is not, it's going to be hardly like 2 hours travel from Mayapur. So he is actually a close associate of Lord Nityananda, Purushottama Das Thakur. So he widely preached in Bengal along with Lord Nityananda, and then delivered many, many people. So Purushottama Das Thakur is an associate of Lord Nityananda. So just we can have a darshan, a visit of Lord Nityananda's pastime also, because these 12 Gopalas, the 12 Shakas, they know none other than Lord Chaitanya and the Lord Nityananda. And that's why whomever came into that orbit, they got mad and the love for Krishna. We need that. So that's why we glorify and hear these acharyas pastime, seeking mercy, crying for God to bestow mercy upon us. So this is the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. And we also know how wonderfully ISKCON has built a temple at Ekachakra. Very wonderful, beautiful temple. And also Lord Nityananda's murti, the Garbhavas, on the place where Nityananda Prabhu took his birth. So Nityananda Prabhu's house is at Ekachakra, and this is also the Gauranitai deities, which is being worshipped at ISKCON temple. And this is Bankim Rai temple along with Srimati Radharani on the left hand side. And also Lalita Shaki. And we can also see the marriage pastime of Adai Pandit with Padmavati. And also how Nitya Ananda, Nityananda, whoever comes into his orbit, he makes them happy. All the villagers were happy. No one, actually Nityananda, Nitai, he was only in lap of each devotee because they felt the bliss and they would keep to another person. So Nityananda, like Nimai, was attracting Ekachakra Dambasis. And he also had his own Shashti Puja at Ekachakra. So he also had many pastimes at Ekachakra, like butter stealing pastime. And then he did many drama festivals. We all know that how he acted perfectly like a Lakshmana when Indrajit put an arrow. He felt unconscious and it was very difficult to revive him. And then after the boy told that I forgot my path, actually I am Hanuman, then he brought this Sanjeevi mountain and then he made the show that actually the herb is being brought near to his nozzle. Then he came back. Then the Ekachakra Dhamvasi were asking Nityananda Prabhu, he didn't tell any Lord's pastime, but you are enacting the pastimes perfectly. How is it possible? Nityananda told that, how can I forget my own Leela? But Yoga Maya made them to cover what actually Nityananda Prabhu came to say. So he performed many Leela. Like he performed this Govardhan Leela. He performed this Kaliya Damana Leela. It's only full of joy. In Eka Chakra, actually, there was no concept of school. School means actually children go to Nitai's house and play with him. Actually, in spiritual world also, there is no school, college or factory. Only playing, playing, playing. And that tendency is also clearly visible here in this material world. So much pastime happened. But he was attacking everyone. And how the pastimes Nityananda was performing exactly. He, the drama actually, he would perfectly use the character. He used to take Lakshman Leela. That Leela is very, very interesting. And how he took Brahmin Diksha and the Guru Dikshana, how your mom came to his house. And then at the age of 12, he departed from Eka Chakra. Even if you go to Eka Chakra before Bankim Rai temple, there will be now actually a big Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi deity, and that deity is the personal worshipable deity of Adai Pandit at Padmavati. And one pastime also took some 20 years before. One masoner, while renovating the temple, he was smoking cigarette. Then at the dead end of the night, a beautiful boy appeared with a small stick and he started to chastise that masoner. This is my place and you are smoking cigarette. And he told the symptoms, how that boy looked like. Then everyone came to the conclusion that he is none other than Nitai. So Nityananda, like Krishna, how he brought all the holy livers in Vrajamandal, you can see. And how Nimai did that pastime here. He also brought all the holy rivers here, because in Eka Chakra means actually Radhadesh, where actually Ganges doesn't flow and the local villagers wanted to go to a far distant places to take bath in the Ganges. Nityananda brought all holy places, and that place is called as Hantugada. And that pastime where Arjuna, he actually pierced an arrow. Before that arrow could hit the target of killing Bakasura, Bhima killed the Bakasura. So that Nagastra, it is alive. So it became a big snake. And then it was actually giving trouble to the local Eka Chakra Dambasi. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he had this earring, one of the earring, he then removed and then put it at the snake hole. Then it increased in size. Then actually the snake was caught inside, but he told, anyhow, people will come and then worship you, keeping food and milk. Anyhow, you will be maintained. And how, actually, Bankim Rai is none other than Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu had one elder brother. He was Bankim Rai. And the local people in Eka Chakra Damasi, they used to narrate this pastime. That once during this harvest, generally during irrigation and agriculture, unwanted plants are all removed. So when that service was given to Bankim Rai, he did the job of 100%. So then every villager came and then reported to Adai Pandit, your son is not an ordinary person. Then Bankim Rai became so embarrassed that he disappeared. And then he came and the dream of Nityananda saying that, I will be floating in Kadam Kandi. You take me and then you can carve me. And then I will appear in the another form. So the same elder son who was born to Adai Pandit and Padmavati again came in the wooden form, and then Nityananda Prabhu took that wooden lock, and then Vishwakarma made the deity, and that deity is known only as Bankim Rai. Nityananda Prabhu installed the deity, and later he also merged in that deity. So we can see that how Adai Pandit and Nityananda Prabhu, along with the family members, again performing the worship of Bankarai in Eka Chakra. We call it as Bankim Rai, they call it as Bankarai. So when the time came, Nityananda Prabhu wanted to join with the Namasankirtan pastime of Nimai. So a sannyasi came at the age of 12, taking Nitai from Adai Pandit and Padmavati. So they are all eternal associates. Naturally, so the eternal associate, the Nitya Siddha, cannot bear the separation of Nithai, so they left to the spiritual world. So Nithai traveled for 20 years along with that monk. And then he met Madhavendra Puri. Then when he met Madhavendra Puri, he told that the fruit of visiting all the holy places is seeing you. So when we take darshan of a pure devotee, it means that all long holy places are with him. Then we also know about when he was in Vrindavan, then he called Shridham, Shridham. Then he came out of the cave because they were playing hide and seek. So at that time, Shridham was expecting that Nithai would come and then catch him. But Yuga passed from Dwapara Yuga to Kali Yuga. Then Shridham came with the height of 25 feet. And he told, I am the same Balai. Shridham didn't agree. Shridham told that, I would run fast, only Balai can catch me. Now I will circumambulate Govardhan. If you want, you can catch me. Then he ran fast like a wind, and then when he saw back, Balaram was standing. Then he accepted, oh, you are the same Balaram. Then Nithai told that our master now in Navadip going to start Namasankirtan pastime. Come, we will go and then join. He told, I am seeing everyone with 6 to 7 feet. I am 25 feet. Then immediately with his plow, Nithai made a miracle. Shridham became Abhiram Das Thakur. So Abhiram Das Thakur is also considered to be a Suyambhu Acharya because he didn't go into the womb of any mother. Nimai went into Sachi's womb. Nithai went into Padmavati womb, but Abhiram Das Thakur, he didn't go into the womb of any mother. So this is considered to be the Suyambhu Acharya. Then many pastimes, Lord Nityananda, he was performing. This is the exact place where Nityananda Prabhu would play with his playmate. And this tree also appears like a hood of Anantasesh. Because when devotees were climbing and then jumping from one branches to another branch, they were feeling a little distance. So Anantasesh Seva is there. Even if you go and then pray intensely here, if Nityananda Prabhu is pleased, they can have darshan of Lord Nithai. We also know that Ekachakra means people who have heard about Mahabharata, they know that how Pandavas came there and how Bhima killed Bakasura, and Vedavyas also was present here, and then in a dream also Balarama, Nityananda, Nimai appeared that you have come to Ekachakra, not far is Navadip, you come and then take my darshan. So Pandavas also took darshan of Navadip and Mahaprabhu. Then they understood that our same friend Krishna is appearing in Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya. So this is the pastime how Bhima went to kill Bakasura. A wonderful pastime. And how Arjuna pierced an arrow and then became a Nagasura. And then how the dream of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Balai, came as Nithai and told that this is also my eternal pastime places. And then along with the Pandavas, they worship Shiva, Maureshwar Shiva, we can see Ekachakra. And this is the Padmavati Kund. Padmavati, the mother of Nithai, used to bath here. This is actually Kadamkandi. Kadamkandi, where actually that Bankarai, wooden deity, was floating. This is none other than Yamuna. Apparently, it may have green algae. But if we hear from scriptures, we can understand that actually it is crystal clear water. And in the spiritual vision, it is none other than Yamuna. So the Bankimrai deity, finally, Lord Nityananda merged in this deity. Such a wonderful pastime also happened here. And the Purushottam Das Thakur was a close associate of Lord Nityananda. So this is actually the Sadbuja farm, which we can find in Kadamkandi portion. This is the Yamuna. So that's why we have to hear from our ears, because when we see through our material vision, we may get diverted. This is the river Yamuna. And this is also the resting place of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu used to take rest. So it is called as Nityananda Baitak. When Nimai sits, it is Nimai Baitak. When Nitai sits, it is Nitai Baitak. And this is also the place where Nitai's umbilical cord was placed here by his parents. Everything is worshipable here in Ekachakra, a remote village. And this is Sadai Pandit's house. Nityananda Prabhu stayed here with his parents and then doing all the childhood pastimes. So much to relish. If one want to relish the pastimes of Lord Nitai, they have to read the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nitai actually ordered Vedavyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, to glorify Mahaprabhu. But being the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, he glorified his own spiritual master. But anyhow, that is also the wish, will of Mahaprabhu. So this is the Garbhavas. Like Yogapit is considered to be the Garbhavas of Nimai. He chose that place for his appearance, divine appearance. This Garbhavas at Eka Chakra. This is the place which Lord Nityananda chose to appear. And this is Hantugada, where actually all the holy rivers are there. Anyone who comes here takes bath, drink, and then splash it on his head, they will attain love for Krishna. Mad and the love for Krishna. Intense love. That is actually a feeling which has to be experienced. So we have to hanker for it. So actually, the heart, it has many feelings and emotions. But slowly, slowly, if we dovetail following the instructions of the spiritual master, relishing the pastimes of the Lord, then actually we can gradually realize how the anarthas gets dissipated gradually and how slowly love for Krishna gets manifested through the instructions of the spiritual master. Like if you take bath in this place, it is tantamount to take bath of all the holy rivers, not only in this earthly planet, but all over the universe. And this is called as Kundala Tala. And the place where Lord Nityananda, the Kundala Tala, because that snake was creating a lot of problem, he kept his earring to block the hole of the snake. This is actually you have to travel 30-40 minutes from Eka Chakra. This place you can see, Kundala Tala. These are all fine pastime places of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So on this auspicious day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appearance day, so we heard about the glorious pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur, and about the divine instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and how Purushottam Das Thakur is very, very intimately related to Lord Nityananda. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much Prabhuji for narrating the glorious pastimes of these three acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Purushottam Das Thakur. Prabhuji, one question I had, you were showing that Hantugada, why did Nityananda Prabhu bought all the holy rivers Prabhu there?
So because Radha Desh means actually in Mayapur, river Ganges is flowing. So that place is considered to be very, very auspicious. Any place where Ganges is not flowing and any place which is not touched by the lotus feet of Pandavas, that is considered to be inauspicious. So this Radha Desh, actually Ganges is not flowing, it is far off. And here Pandavas lotus feet also didn't touch. So it was a pastime that Pandavas also brought here. And the local residents, every year actually we all know that like in Ganga Sagar Mela also people go and then throng in many numbers to take bath of the Ganges. That is the usual tradition. So everyone from Eka Chakra wanted to leave Eka Chakra and go to some far off places to bath in the Ganges. So Nityananda Prabhu told that, why you want to go to far off places? So I will bring all the holy rivers, and all the holy rivers, Nirmada, Kaveri, Tungabhadra, And then all the holy rivers saying their names, it entered into Antugada. And Nityananda Prabhu told that Yamuna, Ganga, every holy rivers are here. And since Nityananda Prabhu is present in Yaka Chakra, it means that all holy dams and all holy rivers and all holy personified forms are residing there. So he actually didn't want the local residents to go out of Yaka Chakra, because the relationship between Nitai and the devotees are so intimate. And this is also the place, Antugada, where Nityananda Prabhu used to put kneel down and then perform his Chitadahi Mahotsav. So that pastime also took place here. So how Krishna didn't want Nanda Maharaj and his close associates not to leave Vrindavan to go to your far places like Badrinath, Vrajamandal, we know Adi Badrinath, like that. So all holy rivers are present in Radhakund, Shyamakund, like that. Nitai is non-different from Nimai. Nimai, Nitai, they are Krishna Balaram. So all the holy rivers were brought here for the total benefit of the residents of Yaka Chakra. He showed his special mercy. And also for us to take darshan, and we can drink. And even that water that was tested by laboratory, they told that it has complete antiseptic properties and is so pure.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So, Anita Mataji, can you go ahead, Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class again and such a virtual tour with your beautiful PPT presentations. So, Prabhuji, I have a question in this the PPT which you showed about Nityananda Mahaprabhu. The Brahman Diksha and Guru Dakshina, what is the pastime there, Prabhuji? I didn't get about the pastime. And the next question is, how Pandavas could meet Nitai, because Pandavas were in Dwapara Yuga and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, they came in Kali Yuga. So how that meeting has happened and how did they know that Nitai is going to come, that I didn't understand, Prabhuji.
So Brahmana Diksha, like Nimai, he took his Diksha from Ishwarapuri at Kaya in order to set an example. And for Sannyas, he took from Sandipani to set an example. So Nityananda Prabhu, so when at the age of 12, this special monk came, some acharyas say it is Lakshmi Tirtha, some acharyas, they differ in their opinion, whatever it may be. So in order to set an example, he also took Diksha from. So generally, when Diksha is being taken, we all know that after taking Diksha, minimum at least for 2-3 persons, they have to beg for Diksha money, in the sense that even in the villages, at least in a near the village, all they call it as a Pirmal Pichai, they go and then beg for money to show their humility. So after taking mantra, mantra means it's a Diksha mantra, which is generally the Gayatri mantra. So he went out in order to take begging for money. So he did this as a pastime, because this world, they belong to the Lord. So it's actually a pastime, because why they need to go and then take alms? Like Trivi Karma Farm, he measured all the 14 planetary systems. So it means that the world belongs to the Supreme Lord. But as a pastime, after taking Diksha, he is going and then taking alms. So it is very relishable for devotees. So that is one pastime which you asked the first question. The second question, like the Pandavas, they came to Yaka Chakra. This was in Dwapara Yuga. But it is actually, Yaka Chakra is an eternal place where Lord Nityananda eternally resides. So when Pandavas came there, actually Lord Nityananda appeared to them in the form of a dream and also instructed them to go to Navadip to take darshan of the holy places of Navadip. Like Mahaprabhu, he appeared 500 years before, but Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, or even before Lord Chaitanya appeared, Ramanujacharya got darshan of Jagannath, and then Jagannath turning into Narayana, and Narayana to Ramanujacharya to Navadeep, and after coming to Navadeep, the same Narayana transformed himself into Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they had a darshan. And for Madhvacharya also, Madhvacharya is Vayu's son, no? So he walked in the river Ganges and took darshan of Mahaprabhu, even before Mahaprabhu appeared. And for Jayadeva Goswami also, even before Mahaprabhu appeared, told that anyhow my pastime is going to get manifested. So Eka Chakra is an eternal pastime, the pastime place of Lord Nithai. And so in the dream he actually appeared, giving this valuable instruction. And they understood that actually Navadeep is non-different from Vrindavan through this pastime, because Nithai, he revealed this information to all conditioned souls through the pastimes of Pandavas. So many pastimes even before Nityananda Prabhu appeared, even many pastimes before Nimai appeared, the Aprakarta form, due to their special mercy, they either appear in a dream or even saw their personal form to please the devotees.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So that was very wonderful pastime and wonderful narration of the story, how Nityananda Prabhu is showering mercy upon all. Thank you so much for the class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Can you explain the story of Kundalatala? Yeah, Kundalatala actually, Bakasura, he is a ferocious fighter. We all know that Bhima actually, there is a Dandora. Actually, he was creating so problems, so there was an adjustment made that every day, actually, Bakasura should be fed with a cart full of lunch and then two cows, like that, so that he would not come and then disturb the village. So everyone has to send one of their family members along with the two cows, ox, and then with a load of lunch. So when the Pandavas were staying in the house of a Brahmin, the Dandora was put in their home that someone has to go. So that lady started to cry. Then Kunti went and then consoled, saying that, "Don't worry, my son is a powerful wrestler, Bhima, so don't worry, I will send to Bhima tomorrow." So Bhima, along with the ox cart, he was approaching Bakasura. On the way, he started to eat all the lunch. But this news that Bhima has started on his way meeting Bakasura, when that news was heard by Arjuna, in order to protect his elder brother Bhima, he actually shot an arrow. So, what happened? Shoot an arrow. So, at that time, what happened when the arrow was supposed to hit Bakasura, Bhima killed Bakasura. So, actually, that arrow could not find any target because Bhima killed Bakasura. And the arrow, because it is chanted by mantras, no, it has a live force. And that is also Nagastra, like Brahmastra, Nagastra. So the Nagastra, since it didn't find any target, it changed into a big snake. And that big snake only created problem. And later, that problem that continued from Dwapara Yuga till Nithai appeared at Eka Chakra. So it was creating many problems. So Nityananda Prabhu, he naturally gives Nityananda to Eka Chakra. So this pastime, because the snake was lying in a big hole, Nityananda Prabhu took his one ring, earring, and then kept it in the hole entrance. So it expanded in such a way that it completely occupied the space. So then the snake started to cry. We all know that gave special mercy. He delivered Jagai Matai. So he also gave special mercy to this snake. So that place is called as Kundalatala. We can see that. That's why after that pastime, it is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu had only one earring. And we know that in the present generation, it is a fashion to put the one earring.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say thank you so much for such a beautiful presentation. I feel so grateful that you were able to give Narottam Das Thakur's pastimes today as well. along with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They're both such beautiful and powerful acharyas that I feel such a strong connection to. So I'm grateful to hear both of them and at the same time. And thank you for sharing. You always share such beautiful photos with us. We're also blessed to be able to get this darshan of all these holy places through your presentation. So thank you so much for being with us today, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Suresh Roshyam. Thank you,
Lakshmi. Thank you very much for having your wonderful association and elaborating on these glorious Vaishnavas. Looking forward for your association again, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha padidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki jai shri
gaurinath ki jai. Thank you, Shyamakandari Mataji
ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.